Hi, this is Steve Barish for the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I just wanted to say hello this evening and talk to you. We had a wonderful time about 2 weeks ago. We had so many phone calls, and people called in from all over the world, so that was really a lot of fun to talk to people and to heal them right on the radio. So that's fantastic. If we could do that again, that would be a lot of fun. I'm waiting for a good friend of mine to call, Megan Bell, and hopefully she'll be on with us, and she wants to talk about the new bracelet that's out, and it's just absolutely magnificent. So I've got one, and it's really, really working very well. It gives you a tremendous amount of power boost, and really a lot of fun to wear. So hopefully she'll call in and let us know about the new bracelet. It should be a lot of fun to talk to Megan. But anyhow, just to begin with the show, my name is Steve, and I'm willing to help anybody who needs some help. So please give us a call in. We had a wonderful time, as I said, 2 weeks ago. We were healing all kinds of people all over the world, and people were receiving energy, and it was just fantastic. And we had a lot of fun with it. So if you can give us a call in, let me give you some phone numbers here. It's 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510, and 1-530-413-4522. And those are the numbers that we're using to speak to me and also hopefully speak to Megan Bell. So without further ado, I just wanted to say hello and thank you so much for listening. We had over a million people listening to us the other week, and that was really wonderful. So what we could do this evening, again, is to go into a nice meditation, if you'd like. Open up the chakras and open up the systems around us and listen to the energies inside of ourselves and just to be connected to the universe and do some excellent, excellent, excellent work. So if you would like, just tune in for a minute and just relax, just totally relax, that's it. And just tune in to all that positive energy that's out there. That's wonderful. I can feel the energy already. That's really, really great. I had a wonderful friend this morning stop in. Her name was Wendy, and she's a fabulous person when it comes to healing. And we had a lot of fun this morning. She had hurt her ankle, and we just fixed it up for her pretty good. She's quite a teacher and just a magnificent person. Just let's get ourselves totally grounded here. That's it. You should be able to feel that grounding you already. That's it. Keep your minds open. Just totally give in to the brightness of the energy. That's it. It's just really bright and really beautiful. Just enjoy that wonderful, wonderful energy. It's really, really great. Just take that breath in as far down as you can go. And what I would suggest doing is I breathe in the breath of God as you're breathing in. That's it. Allow yourself to totally relax. Take in all that fabulous energy. That's wonderful. That's really fabulous. Okay, the energy that you're feeling right now, the negative energy, is coming out. So allow that just to go by. let that flow into you and let things happen naturally. It's wonderful. Allow that to just touch your being. That's it. I breathe in the breath of God. Just allow that energy to flow into you. Allow it to breathe into you. Fabulous. Just fabulous. If you need some help, please call in. I'm more than happy to help you with this. If not, just stay in tune with us. It's fabulous. It's really good. That's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just go with all that energy. That's it. Allow yourself to be. Just be. That's all you need to do is just be. That's great. That's fabulous. It's wonderful. Just feel that energy. Feel yourself getting lighter. There's a lot of darkness coming out, but allow that light to come in. Don't fight it. Just allow the energy to flow in. That's it. Wonderful. That's great. I hope you're enjoying that. Just fabulous. Just flow with it. You're doing great. Let go. Just let go of everything. That's it. Breathe in deeper. You should be able to feel yourself grounding very well right now. That's fabulous. That's wonderful. How does that feel to you? That should feel really fabulous. Good, good. You should be able to feel a lot of energy in your feet. What we're doing is just grounding you right through your feet. You're going right to the center of the earth. That's it. That's just wonderful. How does that feel to you? It should feel really, really wonderful. A lot of people are really becoming very revived. It's wonderful. That's great. Great. Well, let's come out of the meditation. Just take your time. Let's get right back into the body and the mind and the spirit. Perfect. You're doing great. That should feel a lot better to you. You should feel very, very grounded. A lot stronger in your mind and in your consciousness. That's fabulous. That's just fabulous work. You guys are doing so great. Terrific. Terrific. You should be right back into your body. You should be back into your consciousness with a lot more love and a lot more light. It's really fabulous. It's just wonderful to feel that kind of energy that's flowing through you. That's really fabulous. Oh, just fabulous work. Good. You should feel a lot of white light around your head. You should feel that around your heart. You should feel it in your feet area. You do have chakras in your feet. And those have opened up to the center of the earth, and you should feel that white light that's been in the center of the earth that's coming back to you in force. It's just very, very beautiful to see. Wonderful. Okay. It feels like you're back in your bodies to me. That's really great. You know, I got to say, if anybody needs some help out there, you're welcome to call in. It's 1-530-413-4510 or 1-530-413-4522. And we're having an awful lot of fun here today doing a lot of meditation. And it's really fabulous to be able to do that and to be able to feel it and to be able to see it, which is really good. And if you can't see it, I know that you're feeling it. But you should be very, very grounded, because that's what you are, is very grounded right now. It's just fabulous to feel that in you and to know that you're just very grounded. That's fabulous. I like the word fabulous. I've never used that before for some odd reason. I'm finding that such a good word to use. It's truly a wonderful word. Great. That's wonderful. Well, if anybody wants to call in, please do. We could have a lot of fun with energy tonight. There's some questions that I would like to ask you, and I think that you could have a lot of fun with those questions and to be able to feel the light and to be able to feel the colors and to be able to see flowers, just a brilliant color rather than to just see the same color all the time. Yeah. The work we do is really wonderful. It's if you take a look at the flowers around you, you'll be able to see the colors much brighter. Also, you'll be able to see that your vision is much clearer and that the colors around your eyes and in your eyes going through the body are very, very clear. Extremely clear and very focused. That's wonderful. It's so nice using that energy. You know, the nuclear receptors that we wear are so interesting. I can't stress enough that those colors that you can wear and use are so penetrating to the body. How pure, how wonderful it is to be able to feel your body expand and expound on the idea that the colors are so beautiful and so bright that you get used to it and you start realizing that you can see a lot more. And that's just a wonderful feeling. So if you're wearing a nuclear receptor this evening, or even if you're not wearing a nuclear receptor, and it's still light outside, please go outside and take a look at the colors of the flowers. Take a look at the colors of the colors out there. I think you'll be able to see them more brighter and cheerful. I think that'll be a lot of fun for you to look at. They certainly do a lot of good for people. And I've got a wonderful friend of mine that's listening tonight. And her name is Debbie, and she's my best buddy in the world. And she just got one of those bracelets. And that bracelet that she's been wearing has been giving her tremendous energy. Just a tremendous amount of energy. And I think it's really wonderful that she's been wearing it. And we talk back and forth about the bracelet. I've got one too. And they're really fabulous. They're really, really a fabulous piece of jewelry. And also they're made extensively just to keep you in a good light, a holy light of energy. And it's so nice having her as a friend to be able to experience that kind of wonderful light. So Debbie is just a wonderful human being. Believe it or not, she does facials. And she works in Rochester, New York, actually Penfield, New York. And without a doubt, she's one of the top people doing facials in the country. She has tremendous energy. She has tremendous insight, and she has a good laugh about her. And she's just fabulous when it comes to being with her. She's just wonderful. And it's a shame she's not on, but we could certainly give her a plug and let her know that she's really wonderful and she really knows how to use energy. And so if you're ever in the Rochester area and you want to have the best facial that you could possibly have, her name is Debbie. I'll have to look up the name of the company she works for. But she's just absolutely fabulous. And she's one of these people that can give you energy, and the first thing you know is you see these beautiful colors. Just these absolutely gorgeous colors. She's been with me for, Debbie's been with me for close to 20 years. And she's just been a fabulous friend and a wonderful, wonderful healer. And I know she's helped me a few times, and she's helped a lot of people a few times. And she's just really a magnificent human being. And she's really, she's absolutely on target all the time. She's really, really that good. I'm looking for a card so I can give you this information in Rochester for her business. She's just absolutely the best. Here we go. Let's take a look at this. Yes, it's called Essentials Salon and Spa. And it's 1598 Penfield Road, Rochester, New York, 14625. And the phone number there is 381-5310. And she's just a fabulous healer. And we've been working together for years. And she does the most beautiful faces. Matter of fact, I'm having a facial this weekend, so I know. I go to her. I don't go to anybody else. I go to her. And she's just a fabulous healer and just a fabulous human being. And so that's what I can tell you, but we need to get back to the show here. The reason I'm on tonight is because I wanted to talk about the bracelet that is connected with the show. I've had one for about, about 2 weeks now, and it's really great. I mean, I get a tremendous amount of energy. I know Debbie does, too. She's the one who first got this bracelet and told me about it. Excuse me, pardon me. And I went to Megan. I called actually Megan, and Megan sent me one of these bracelets via to myself from Debbie. And the bracelet itself is it's beautiful. I mean, it has a has some pictures of a woman and a porpoise, and it's really beautiful. It looks like it's stainless steel, but I don't think it's stainless steel. I think there's a lot of precious metals in it. And also, it has some stones in it that are really wonderful. And I know that they help you with a computer, and it's good for the elf. It's good for basically everything that that you might need to bring your energy into focus. I know it's helped me and helped me focus, and it's really fabulous. So I think it would work for you, but again, we'll have to wait for Megan and have Megan tell us how this really works and what it can do. It's just a fabulous, fabulous bracelet. I know Debbie and I wear it constantly, and they're really, really a fabulous piece of jewelry. It looks really beautiful, and it really does work. And her father is just, when he was alive, I mean, I was very close to him, and we had a tremendous amount of fun. But one thing I can tell you, when he made something, it worked. It really did work, and it's fabulous to know that Mr. Bell, the late Mr. Bell, really knew what he was doing in terms of energies. He really had an idea in his life that, you know, pure energy was just everything, and he was right. He, of course, wrote that big book on everything. I mean, this guy really knew everything about energy, and what made us work is that he could write about the energy, and I could see the energy, so when he would talk about the energy, I could tell him what I was seeing. And one of the things that we had was the nuclear receptor, and that really did a fabulous job. I can't stress enough about this necklace and how beautiful it was. It was just absolutely fabulous. It's a necklace that was designed by the intelligence of the universe and the intelligence of the Palladians and NASA and Fred Bell. Fred Bell discovered it, and he was really, really right on with this necklace. The first time I put it on, I was amazed at the amount of energy that I was receiving through my heart. And then I could see out the back of my heart the tremendous white light that was coming through me and down my arms and out my back and in my brain and down my feet. And it was just a beautiful piece of jewelry. And the way that it works is just, it's fabulous. Just absolutely fabulous. So I think that the necklace was basically done by the Palladians, and it was shown to us by the Palladians and Fred. And then this bracelet, which he designed years ago, just started to come out, and it's just absolutely fabulous in terms of energy. The energy of it is just, it's right there. It keeps you right there all the time. And one of the best things that I can tell you is that it keeps you very, very much in the real energy, in the real now, how you look at energy and how you look at yourself. It's just right there all the time. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You're just there all the time. And it's just a fabulous piece of jewelry. And that's what it does. It's just, I can't tell you everything it does because I'm not Megan Bell, but I can tell you what it does for me. And it gives you an idea of you're right in the moment. I mean, you know, you just stay right in the moment with this necklace and the bracelet. So it's just a wonderful way of looking at things, and it's very reasonable. I think I don't know what it costs, but I know it's under $100, and it really is worthwhile if you wanted to get one. I mean, they're just fabulous, and it's just a fabulous piece of jewelry. It's just beautiful. It's just absolutely gorgeous, and it does a fabulous job. So that's what I'm talking about. But Megan's the one that's really the connoisseur of it. So hopefully she'll be on in a couple weeks, or maybe even this week, and she can tell you about that bracelet. It's just really magnificent. What I've been able to see with these necklaces is that the pyramids that are on the nuclear receptor, actually, they get lit up. The tips of the nuclear receptor, the pyramids, all light up. It's just absolutely amazing what I can see with this thing. They're just, it's very bright. It comes through and goes into the body. So in other words, what you're looking at is all this tremendous energy that is coming from this necklace. It's shaped as a, almost like a satellite dish. It is a satellite dish, actually. And that energy goes into your body. It just absolutely goes in and just remembers what to do with the energy. So what I've been able to do is to concentrate with this necklace. And it really, really sends a tremendous jolt through the body, opens you up, the brain, the tissues, everything is opened up with this necklace. And I believe the same thing happens with the bracelet. So it's a fabulous combination, and it really seems to work, and it really seems to do a good job. So it's really fun to listen to, and it's a lot of fun, but that's what I would suggest, is just listening to yourself when you're connecting these beautiful, beautiful necklaces. Oh, thank you. Hello?
Steve? Steve?
Yes?
It's me. It's Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. How you doing, honey?
Good. You were talking about the balance bracelet.
Yes.
And actually, if the listeners out there go on to Paradyne.com, they can look up the balance bracelet, and it gives a detailed description on what it does, what
really?
It looks like, and what's on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know that when I started wearing mine, it took a few days, but I did feel very more grounded and balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, a great sense of well-being, and it does say that it does ease the joint stiffness. I did feel that a little bit in one of my thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I do know that there's titanium in it, magnetite, germanium, and then there's black tourmaline.
Right.
That's the back of the bracelet.
Right. It's a beautiful bracelet,
yeah. And, of
course,
you know what black tourmaline does.
Well, I noticed that it also cuts out a lot of ELF, and it also cuts out a lot of the junk on the computers. So it's a fabulous combination.
Cell phones, computers, all of that. Yeah, it's good to have it on your wrist. I noticed a difference, like I said, a difference immediately from that electronic smog.
Right.
So, you know, I encourage everyone to go on to the Paradyne.com website and just, there's a detailed description in there, like I said. And it even has pictures of a person before wearing it and after wearing it as far as being in balance with thermography scans.
Wow.
And it does help your immune system. I know that. It looks like, you know, they do have the laser engraving on the outside is very gentle, and it is the Paradyne symbol.
Right.
But I remember when I first got mine, I wasn't too sure, and I didn't have it facing the right way. So the black tourmaline does touch the skin.
Yeah. That's got to be very interesting to wear. I know that I wear mine, and it really helps me. I have a lot more insight with it than I do without it, and that's really important for me.
Yeah, a lot more insight. I feel a lot calmer too, and I also feel my third eye is more open.
Yeah.
So it's similar to the receptor in a way.
Right.
It's in a different form.
Yeah. I think they work quite well. I think they work. Actually, I'm wearing my nuclear receptor, and I'm wearing the bracelet, and it seems like they seem to work together.
They work together because I did speak to Megan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did.
She said that yes, they work together. I asked her about can I wear this with my receptor, and she said yes.
Yeah.
They do work well together. It'll amplify a little bit the receptor, but really make you feel more balanced.
Yes.
And she also said that you could sleep with the bracelet on, which I have.
Okay, good.
And I do.
Wonderful.
And I notice a difference.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So I thought
How have
I would
you
call
been?
In.
Yeah, is Megan... did Megan say she was going to call in, or?
I could not get a hold of her. She, of
course,
okay. 3-hour different time frame
right.
from New
okay.
York.
Not a problem.
But,
so you're going to the show also. You're going to the show on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of October, the Science and Healing Show at the Hotel New Yorker.
Yes, I will be there.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun, too.
I will definitely be there.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun there.
Looking forward to meeting Megan.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. I talk to her often, and she's quite bright.
Yeah, she is. She knows everything that her father has made here. So,
yeah.
She has a lot of information.
Yeah, that'll be good. And we'll have a lot of fun with her. In New York City, that'll be really a lot of fun. It's going to be quite a group. I mean, the last time I was there, we had people from early in the morning to late at night. I mean, we were busy the whole time we were there, and that was really a good time. I mean, just people were asking questions over questions over questions, and you know, I sort of like that. So it's. For me, it was a lot of fun. And you know, we were showing how to check with a nuclear receptor and what color you needed, what color chart, and different things of that nature. And so it's fun to be with people and to help people. It's just wonderful to be able to help and guide people to, you know, get the right bracelet and right neck. Well, excuse me, not the bracelet, but the necklace. And I think it's just fabulous that people are getting turned on to that. I know there's millions of people that are wearing those nuclear receptors, and it's really wonderful. I know it's helped me an awful lot.
It has. I mean, as far as the nuclear receptor goes, you might want to get a little bit more in depth, maybe talk about that on your show tonight, but I don't want to take up a lot of your time, so I'm going to hang up so I can finish listening to you.
Sure. Sure, I can do that.
And just getting into the different things that we feel as we put the receptors on and when they're new and how that works.
Yes, that's a good idea. I can do that, dear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Steve. I'm going to hang up and let you continue with your show.
Love you, sweetie.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. The nuclear receptor that she's talking about is the nuclear receptor that Fred, my friend, was selling for years and years and years. I know that the first time I met Fred was in Toronto, actually, and there were 500 or 600 people in his audience, and he walked right up to me out of all the people and said, "This necklace would be great for you." And I went out and bought one. I've been wearing it ever since. I just upgraded it a little bit here and there, but they're absolutely fabulous. And the thing that happens with the nuclear receptor, what Debbie was talking about, is that the nuclear receptor actually lights up. It's extraordinary in terms of energy. What happens is that when you first put it on, the nuclear receptor itself, it has pyramids. I don't know how many pyramids, but there's a lot of pyramids on it. And they light up. I mean, the pyramids actually light up going through the body. There's a little hole in the center of the necklace. And the pyramid just takes this energy and goes through this tremendous flux of time and space and just changes everything. In other words, the energy becomes stronger. I remember when I first put it on, and I think it was a couple days later that I called Fred, and I said, "Fred, I notice a lot of black energy coming out of my back." And he said, "Yeah, that's all the toxins that are coming out from the x-rays, different things of that nature." And then, of course, my brain started to clear, and the brain fog just lifted. And so I was talking to Fred and telling him what I saw, and I could see the inside of my brain and the energy that was being connected into the inside of my brain and clearing out. And it was really interesting, and we just had a fabulous time talking about this nuclear receptor. It's just a tremendous tool to use. What it does is that it actually cleans the body out. It starts from the inside and works its way to the outside. And so the longer you wear it and the longer you clean it and you wash it and you just put it on, the more that you'll get from it. And they're just quite a piece of equipment. And it looks like a satellite dish. If you've ever seen a satellite dish, it has the, you can wear whatever stone that it calls for you. And it will, the stones actually light up and it goes into the body and clears the body out. Whatever you need, this is what it does. And it'll actually clear. I guess he got a lot of information from the Palladians, and the Palladians were quite careful to give him a lot of information about this necklace, and I think he was quite a guy. I mean, he was really, really connected to the Palladians. And Simjazi was one of the female Palladians, and she connected with him for years. And she told him a lot about the necklace, and he, of course, wrote it down and took all that information and came out with a book. Now, it's a simple book. I think it's about $3 or $4. Hello? Hello? Well, anyhow, it's a fabulous book to read, and you can really get a lot of information from this book. And what it does, it explains everything about the satellite dish and how it works. And it's really interesting. I can see the energy of it, and I know what it does. I'm not the science person that Megan would be, or her father, but I could clearly see the energy and how it worked, and I was explaining that on the Fred Bell Show, and it's really wonderful. If this Cassegrain method was not employed, it would take a parabolic dish 50 feet across to accomplish what the amazing super receptor does in a space of 1.5 inches. I just think it's fabulous. I mean, to get that kind of information. Hypothalamus and the super receptor. Hypothalamus, often called the emotional brain mind, is linked of chakras that, when combined into your consciousness, causes a physical change in the operation of your endocrine system. This is a very important integration, and the super receptor can play a major role in the development of the nuclear receptor. So there's a lot of information in this little thin book that can tell you what this thing does. I mean, they're fabulous. I mean, just to have the idea to know that it gets into the endocrine system and cleans it out is just absolutely amazing. So it gives you paragraph after paragraph of what it does, and I think it's just an absolute fabulous tool if you needed to wear something to give you an extra boost in terms of clearing your body. So I think it's just fabulous to use. Just really nice. I'm just looking through the book here, and I'm just amazed at what it has in here. But he's got everything organized in here. Just fabulous. Look at this stuff. How can the super receptor strengthen the hypothalamus? Just beautiful. Anyhow, it's a book that, if you wanted to find out more information about the super receptor, you can call Megan Bell, and she's located, and it would be a lot of fun to give her a call, and she can tell you everything about the nuclear receptor, and anything you wanted to know that would help you, she would be able to help you with it. I can tell you what it does in terms of energy, but I don't know about the hypothalamus a section of it, but I can tell you what it does. I've seen it go into the hypothalamus, and I've seen it clear the hypothalamus. I've seen it clear the brain, going in through the arteries and the veins of the brain and actually clear that out. So the idea of it, that it does that, is just, you know, it's really mind-blowing when you think about it. But again, it's something that you need to feel. If you can't see it, for sure you'd be able to feel it. It's just an amazing tool. So that's what I would suggest doing. And it's just a lot of fun to wear. For me, it's a lot of fun. And I guess I have another dear friend of mine, and he got one for his mother, God bless her. She's 88 now, and she's had one for about a year and a half, and we got her a garnet, and it really opened her up in terms of energy. She was really depleted, and she was walking around very depleted, and she put this necklace on, and she felt like she was 20 years old again. So she's been making quite a recovery, and of course things set in a little bit, but she's just a fabulous woman, and she knows what this thing can do, and that keeps her young, and that's what we wanted. So it's really good. The garnet is quite a stone. It's really very interesting. Physical energy, digestion, balancing, pituitary, adrenals, liver, and kidney are all done with the garnet. Ruby is higher energy, willpower, can increase blood pressure, pituitary glands, and adrenal. So the red stones can actually do an awful lot, but the stones that people want might be different than what they ask for. So what I would suggest doing is that when you order a stone or you order the necklace with the stone, please talk to Megan about it and ask her what's it best for me to wear, and she certainly will tell you that. So I think it's just fabulous that that she's capable of doing that, and we'll be doing that at the show, and so it'll be a lot of fun being there. Don't forget, that's October 25th, 26th, and 27th, and it's a gigantic show in New York City. There'll probably be about 300-400 booths, and everything is shown there. Everything, every kind of alternative tool that you can imagine, is there. So all you need to do is get down to New York City. If you live in New York City, that's fabulous. I hope my nephew Matthew can show up with his beautiful bride. He just got married, and that was... He's a good boy. He's really a good kid. So that's in a nutshell about the nuclear receptor. The projector is a different kind of tool altogether. The projector is not, it's not a toy. The projector is not a toy. You got to be careful when you wear a projector. The projector is very, very intense in terms of energy. Your mind has got to be very disciplined, extremely disciplined, to wear a projector. You don't want to hurt anybody by wearing a projector and say something wrong. You do not want to do that. Now, the projector is made, if you want things to happen, they've happened for me instantaneously, for the good. What I do is, when I wear my projector, I never ask for anything for myself. What I do is ask for my clients that they should have health and wealth. And that's what I do. But as for myself, no, I don't do that. I do that for my clients. I do that for my friends. And most of all, for my dear loved ones. It's really quite a necklace. And I've got a platinum projector, and it's diamonds in it, and it's just fabulous. I think there's only 3 or 4 of them on the planet, if I remember correctly, and those are the original ones made by Fred Bell. They're owned, they're owned by us, but the projectors are paradigm-based, and they were made when he was alive. And so I believe there's only 3 or 4, if I remember correctly. Platinum ones, there's only 3 or 4 on the planet. And they're extremely, extremely powerful. And again, even the gold ones or the silver ones, you've got to be very clear in your mind not to produce any kind of negative energy, because that negative energy, you can carry that and it's not good to do that. You don't want to have any negative energy. Your mind's got to be very clear. It's just fabulous. I mean, these things are real. They do work. Nuclear receptor is something that you could wear for years and years. I know I had, when I had my nuclear receptor that I wore in the beginning, I had a silver one. I had a sapphire, a blue sapphire, and I wore that for 8 years. I never changed a stone. I went from the blue sapphire, if I remember correctly, right to the diamond, but I wore it again for 8 years. And really did me a lot of a tremendous amount of good. So there's a lot to be used with these necklaces if you know how to wear them. And they're really fabulous. I've seen the Palladians. I've visited with the with some other people. I don't want to get into it, but anyhow, they've really been able to help us out a tremendous amount. If anybody needs to call in for any kind of information on healing or anything of that nature, please don't hesitate to call us. We're here for you, and we can do a fabulous job. We can really do some amazing things with you. And I know last time I was on, I think we had like 8 or 10 people on, and we just had a wonderful time. So anyhow, this is really an interesting show. I really like it a lot. And it's 8:52. We have only a couple more minutes to go here and work up to 8:55. Try to remember that Dr. Fred was an amazing man. He was probably one of the most gifted people I've ever known in my life. And we had a lot of fun together, especially when it came to drag racing. We talked about drag racing a lot. And he was just a fabulous man. And he's gone now. But his daughter, Megan, is quite interesting. She knows what to do with the energy. And she's got some fabulous tips on what to do with all his equipment. And I know that in some things she's tremendously knowledgeable about all her father's things. And it's just fabulous knowing her. She's quite gifted, just quite gifted. But it's a lot of fun. Anyhow, it's 8:53. I've got 2 more minutes to go. If anybody needs some help, please don't hesitate to call. We have 2 more minutes, so in 2 minutes we can do a lot of healing. So, but anyhow, it's just a fabulous evening. It's been a pleasure being with you, and you know, it's a lot of fun, awful lot of fun. What we can do is next time I'm on, hopefully Megan will be here, and she can talk to us about. Thank you. We have a caller. Hello. Thank you. Yes, it's a nuclear receptor. It's about the size of about 1.5 inches in diameter, and it is tremendous in terms of healing. It's tremendous in terms of getting rid of toxins. It opens up.
And now, let me ask you: is this similar
yes,
to those? Copper bracelets that people wear for arthritis?
No. This is something completely different. This is palladium balanced. It's designed by the Palladians. It was given to Dr. Fred Bell. NASA helped with it. It's like nothing you've ever seen before in your life. Are you going to be in that area? Are you going to be in the New York City area? Hello? No, that didn't last long. I'm sorry to hear that. But anyhow, they're fabulous, and it really does work. I'm sorry that he didn't want to stay on the phone, but maybe, you know, he knew I was getting off. So hopefully next time he will call us and we'll do a nice show with him and be able to help him out as much as we possibly can. But anyhow, it's 8:55. I've got to get off, and I hope that you guys have had a good time with me, and I certainly have had a good time with you. So until 2 weeks, this is Steve Barish. Adios. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.